You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto, I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill, you might win some, but you just lost one trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
And taking the shot, the ground down, failed. He missed the catch, and he gets in for the touchdown. The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, as he throws deep down.
Welcome, everyone, to the PropCast NBA MLK Day Edition. It is currently 11:55 on the East Coast. And joining me, as usual, on Mondays to break down all the player props for this MLK Day is my main man from the West Coast, Jong Lee, the master. Jong, how you feeling this this morning for you? But yeah, how you feeling this Monday morning, man?
Yeah, no, I'm coming off some exciting games, especially the Cowboys 49ers game where I did out, you know, with some dough there. And the Bengals over the weekend, which was a Saturday game. So yeah, definitely wanting to make sure, you know, I keep that momentum going into NBA. Of course, you know, last week I did go 2-3. So yeah. That kind of gives me momentum for this week, you know, so I want to give the clients, our clients, some strong, you know, cash to kind of spend.
Now the DJs want to know, I know the Australian Open in tennis has started and we're, I don't know how many hours behind. So are you getting any sleep while you're putting your bets in?
Absolutely not, man. And you know, my queen Emma Raducanu is playing here today at the 2 a.m. West Coast time. So I'll be up watching that. So I'm not getting sleep if you know, thank you for asking. I appreciate it.
Real men of DJs is Jong Lee, not only in sports, but a legend in our Fat Guy Food Aisle channel, where Jong has, I don't even know where to start, where different types of food that he drops in there every single day. But Jong, let's start with our shout outs for this week, man. I'll start with you. Who are you shouting out? Who's been on your radar? Who's been playing well that a lot of people may not be talking about?
Man, I'm going to give you a two for one, bro. A twofer, man. And they're all on the Portland Trail Blazers. I'm going to go with Anthony Simmons and Nasir Little. Let's talk about Anthony Simmons. And yes, this is on the heels of, you know, Dame being out, CJ McCollum being out, Norman Powell being out. Yes, I understand. But someone's got to produce and someone has been producing. Let's talk about Anthony Simmons' number. Look at his last points, 31, 23, 31, 14, 28, 43. These are some incredible numbers, especially for, you know, a 22-year-old, right? Yeah. And, you know, he was a first-round pick. Yeah, I get that. But especially in a team where you're kind of relegated to, you know, when you have Dame and CJ and Norman, you're coming off the bench, you know, but he's proven it, right? When he's given the opportunity, he's doing some excellent work here. You know, we'll see. We'll see. Spoiler alert, maybe we could have him, you know, and more. You know, he was one of my prop bets that cashed last week, right? I went 2 for 3, so that did cash for Anthony Simmons. And then I want to give a little shout out to Nasir Little. Munaf, you know about Nasir Little. Yep. And what I'm particularly impressed with is his 3 points made, man. If you look at his last, I want to say, 7 games, right? 2 for 3, 3 for 10, 2 for 6, 3 for 8, 2 for 4, 2 for 8, 4 for 5, 3 points. These are his 3-point stats. Now, if you look at the books, they're pricing Nasir Little at over 1.53.
Mm-hmm.
Munaf.
Yeah.
Do we not cash in our Slack channel? I put it out. Nasir Little over 1.5, 3 points made. We cashed it in the first 3.5 to 4 minutes. It was the biggest, you know, the greatest, like, no sweat of 2022 for me personally. You know what I mean?
So you cashed it, and we cashed it 3.5 4 minutes left in the game, or 3.5 or 4 minutes into the game.
Let me repeat that. The first 3.5 minutes of the first quarter.
Okay, cashed. There we go.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
So yeah, he's been killing it, and the books haven't adjusted. So I haven't seen his number yet again, but that might be something, you know, I might as well just, you know, blind tail until they adjust. You gotta punish the books, man.
Yeah, I currently see it at 1.5 at plus 115. But there may be a caveat that I know CJ McCollum is back tonight for the Portland Trailblazers, as well as Norman Powell is questionable. So maybe that's why it's at that number. But go ahead and finish your thoughts with Nasir Little.
Yeah, no, Nasir Little, The cash has been, like, the attempts have been ridiculous, right? The attempts, mm-hmm. he's shooting like 10 3-pointers, 8 3-pointers, 6 3-pointers. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
we need 2 and he's jacking up 8 or 10 or 6. Yeah. Like, you know, cash in something in the first 3.5 minutes of the game of tip off. That's fantastic. Right. So it's been
good. Yeah, you had mentioned this one a couple nights ago, and it wasn't even juiced. Like, we would expect, okay, this guy's getting heavy minutes. He's jacking up the shots. You would probably expect it to be over 1.5, like minus 150, minus 155. No, this was what, minus 120 when you mentioned it in the Slack channel. And like John said, cashed it within the first 3.5, 4 minutes of the first quarter. So one of the easiest bets that the propcast, but John, probably catch all season long as far as a player prop bet, sweat-free victory there. But yeah, you're right, man. In the absence of Norman Powell, the big three that you can say for the Portland Trailblazers, CJ McCollum, Dame Lillard, all being out, both these guys, especially Anthony Simons, has stepped up in big ways for the Portland Trailblazers, scoring the basketball. And he's also getting the assist as well, if you take a look at his game log, at least in the month of January for Anthony Simons. So I know they get CJ McCollum back. May take him a little bit to kind of get acclimated or get up to game speed again. He's been out for so long. And Damian Lillard is also going to be out at least for another 6 to 8 weeks. I believe that's what the timeline was for him, because he opted for surgery to get that the abdominal injury corrected. So he will be out for at least the foreseeable future. But yeah, you're right, man. These two guys have really been carrying the Portland offense. And look, they were struggling early on in the season, right? And in the month of January, at least, they're respectable 4-3. They go into Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. So, you know, maybe these props continue to cash and these guys keep performing despite, even if CJ McCollum is back, like I mentioned. So yeah, I love those two guys for the Portland Trail Blazers. For my guy that I wanted to shout out, and we've talked about this team a lot on not only the NBA gambling podcast, but also the Propcast, and that's the Cleveland Cavaliers. But I think rightfully so. This guy has been on people's radar, but it is Darius Garland. And I don't think that he's getting enough love for the Cleveland Cavaliers and what this guy has been able to do. You know, early on in the season when they had Colin Sexton in this lineup, John, that it was all about Colin Sexton, right? Then that Darius Garland was kind of being foreshadowed or put in the shadows because of what Colin Sexton was able to do. But since then, this team has been decimated by injuries at that guard position, right? Ricky Rubio went down with a torn ACL. They lost Colin Sexton early in the year. And Darius Garland has stepped up in that absolute huge way. So far in the month of January, he's averaging 20.6 points per game and 10 assists per contest for the Cleveland Cavaliers, leading them to a 5-2 record so far in the month of January. Not the greatest of three-point shooters. He gets up the volume, but I think that there's improvement in his shot-making ability, at least from the three-point line. But he has the ability to get inside the paint, make those, you know, those floaters, those 2 to 3 point push shots, finish around the basket. Not only that, but also setting up his teammates. You know, like I said, averaging 10 assists. So a lot of people thought coming into this year, the Cleveland Cavaliers were going to be one of those lottery teams, but here they are with a winning record, the best ATS team in the entire league, not only for their full game, but also in the first half, John. But yeah, Darius Garland has been an absolute gem. And I think he deserves to be an all-star this year for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But, man, he's been killing it, John.
With Garland, it's not just empty stats. You know, Cleveland Cavaliers are already, you know, in the midst of a four-game win streak.
Yep.
If you look at their win total of 26 wins is only one behind the Bulls, which is number one, right?
Yeah.
The 76ers actually, like, are on top of them. Mm-hmm. But they have less wins, you know. They also have less losses, right, by one. But my point is, in terms of, you know, the Cavs are a six seed in a four game win streak, and they're only one back on the win column. So yeah. These aren't just empty stats, you know what I mean? They matter, right? And to, you know, shout him out, give him a spotlight. Yeah, absolutely. He deserves, you know, consideration, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%, man. I'm excited to see what Garland's going to be able to do for the rest of the season for this Cleveland Cavaliers team. So those are our shout-outs for this week. John, we're going with the two guys that have been carrying the Portland Trailblazers, Anthony Simons and Nasir Little. And I got Darius Garland this week. So hopefully we'll find some more guys that have been really playing well for their respective teams here in the association. John, let's do this. Let's take a quick break here, bud. We will come back and we'll get into our NBA player props as well as Best Bite segment with John. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors. Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. Bet $5, win 400 in free bets. Also, win a VIP trip to Shaq's Funhouse in LA. Bet $20 on WynnBET's Build Your Own feature and earn a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the big game. You and three guests will receive a VIP experience at Shaq's Funhouse, two nights at Wynn Las Vegas, a $5,000 free bet at Wynn Las Vegas Sportsbook, and $5,000 in travel credit. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. NFL playoffs are around the corner and PropSwap has the best odds on Super Bowl futures. See a ticket you like but think the price is too high? Submit a bid for a price you think is fair, then buy it. You can always find the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors just like yourself. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. Sellers across the country list their sports bets for sale and thousands of buyers visit PropSwap every day to find the best odds on futures, props, and parlays. Last week, Scott from Virginia purchased a Green Bay Packers Super Bowl ticket at odds of 6-1 when sportsbooks are only offering plus 450. If you're not using PropSwap, then you're missing out. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, coming off of the break, John, let's get into our player props for this MLK Day. I'll give you the floor first, man. Who do you got as your first player prop for tonight?
For MLK, I'm going to Atlanta, of course. It just makes sense here. MLK, I'm going with Trae Young, over 2.5, 3 points made. He's going against the Milwaukee Bucks. This is a great matchup for him. Milwaukee, you know, just from a season standpoint, you know, they allow the most made 3 points per game. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, that's from a long sample size perspective. But even from a recency perspective, you know, in the last seven games, they're bottom nine in terms of 3 points allowed made by point guards. So in terms of, you know, Trae Young loves playing the Bucks. It's a great matchup for him. Plus EV, he had a season high, you know, 8 3-points made against Milwaukee, you know, earlier this season anyway, right? Mm-hmm. And anytime he jacks up, you know, eight plus 3-point attempts in a game, mm-hmm. he's bound to cash the over 10 of the last 12 games. Anytime he jacked up eight 3-point attempts, 10 out of 12. Oh, and did I mention Drew Holiday maybe out? Can you confirm for me Drew Holiday?
Drew Holiday is actually out. We talked about this morning on the NBA Gambling Pod. He is out.
Yeah. And then I'm looking at some of the lines here for this game over under 229. Love this spot, bro. Love this spot, man. In terms of offense, this is Trae Young's kind of game. I guess a Trae Young type of opponent. Yeah. So over 2.5 threes, -110, -120. That's my first prop hit here, Munaf.
Yeah, John. Last game this season, or the first matchup this season against the Milwaukee Bucks back on November 14th. Trae Young, 42 points in that game, 8 rebounds, 10 assists, 8 of 13 from 3-point land for Trae Young against his Bucks squad. And now you don't have your best perimeter defender on this team in Drew Holiday, who's going to miss this game with an injury. And kind of just looking at the numbers for the Milwaukee Bucks over the last 5 games, defensively defending the 3-point line in particular, they are number, where they go? They were just in front of me. Milwaukee Bucks opponents are jacking up 48.4 shots, 3-point shots against them, which ranks number 29. And opponents are making close to 13 per game, which is below league average, right around 16 and 17 range, right there with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So yeah, Trae Young, expect him on MLK Day to have a big game for this team against the Milwaukee Bucks. And they're going to need it, right? Because they're kind of on this losing streak here. I think this is a good prime spot. And Terrell agrees with this, that he loves this spot for the Atlanta Hawks side. He took them as his dog for today. So yeah, Trae Young, let's have a big night. Let's make those 3 3-point shots here against the Milwaukee Bucks. For my first player prop, John, I'm going to go over to that Cleveland Cavaliers and the Brooklyn Nets game that we just talked about. I'm going to go with Kyrie Irving, man, over 22.5 points. We heard about the news of Kevin Durant. He's going to miss 4 to 6 weeks with the MCL sprain. Fortunately for the Brooklyn Nets, 11 of their next 14 games are on the road coming up. So that's advantageous for the Brooklyn Nets because they have Kyrie Irving, at least right now, playing in all road games. Home games will be determined later, but at least for now, they have him in the road games. I think that's big for him, right? I think for the Brooklyn Nets, when they had the big three out there, it still feels like they're kind of trying to figure out what their roles are respectively. But now with Kevin Durant out of the picture because of an injury, Kyrie Irving's going to have that scorer's mentality. And I think going in against the Cleveland Cavaliers, he's going to have to play big for them. He's going to have that scorer's mentality. Furthermore, the Cavs are allowing opposing shooting guards to average around 23.1 points per game. I know it's right at that number, but you only pretty much have two primary scorers on this Brooklyn Nets squad. It's James Harden, it's Kyrie Irving. Patty Mills does get his, but I think Kyrie Irving is probably going to go nuclear here tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. Won't be surprised if he puts up anywhere from 27 to 30 points here tonight. So give me Kyrie Irving over 22.5 points, bud.
Oh yeah, and didn't he score like 38 in his previous matchup against Cleveland?
Let me take a look at that. Let me see.
You know, while you look at that, I think you know, without KD, that's the great spot for Kyrie tonight, right? I think he's 22 for 27 in his last, you know, games without KD, averaging almost 29 points a game. So Kyrie, you know, if you can confirm for me that he scored 38 in his last matchup with, you know, versus Cleveland without KD, this is the reason why I love this bet. You know what I mean? So yeah, great spot for Kyrie.
Yeah, last game he had 17, but you're right. Prior to those two games, he had 38 and 37 as a member of the Brooklyn Nets. So he's put up 37 against the Cavs, 38 and 17. So yeah, I think we're on the right track here with Kyrie Irving tonight.
Beautiful.
Let's get to your next one, John. What do you got?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going with our Slack, you know, baby, you know, our Slack superstar. I'm going to go with DeJounte Murray over 7.5 assists. -120. What a great spot. What a great edge. Six, you know, of his last seven games, he's hit on the over on this line. You know, he had 11 against the Suns, 11 assists against the Suns in November, 14, you know, in December against the Suns. And I only need 8, which he's already gotten, you know, 6 of his last 7 games, only 8. What are they doing here? This is a spot where I need to punish the books here, Munal. Over 7.5 assists, -120, DeJounte Murray. This is our Slack superstar here, man.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head about this one, right? We've talked at extensive volumes. I don't know why Murray is not sponsoring the PropCast yet, but over the last two games this season against the Phoenix Suns, like you said, 11 assists and 14 respectively. He had a triple-double in the first game this season against the Phoenix Suns, where he had 18 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists. I love this assist prop as well, John, and I'm going to take a look at right now what his rebounds and assists are combined for tonight.
I saw 17.5, but you can correct me on that if you
Let's see here. They're the last game. One of the last games here tonight. DeJounte Murray, 16.5 at -105 over on DraftKings. So I think that we also might want to take a look at that. But yeah, I do love the assist here, man. Like all the guys are healthy again for the
Spurs. Yep.
Yeah, for the Spurs, they got guys back from health and safety protocols, Keldon Johnson, Devin Vassell. I'm not going to go through the entire list, but yeah, they're back. They're in contention for that play-in spot. The Phoenix Suns are on a back-to-back situation here. So yeah, DeJounte Murray, I love it, man. Over 7.5, you said?
7.5, bro.
Beautiful, man. Love that pick. Let's get over to my next one. This one's going to be a little more juicy, John, but I think I don't mind laying the price or the juice on this. And it's Jaren Jackson Jr., steals and blocks, over 2.5 here today against the Chicago Bulls. And just hear me out on this. And it was kind of mind-boggling when I was kind of going down the game log for Jaren Jackson Jr. So he's been a monster on the defensive end for the Memphis Grizzlies. Over the past several weeks, Jackson has been stuffing the stat sheet with steals and blocks. In the month of January, Jackson is averaging 3.1 blocks and 1.5 steals per game.
Jeez.
Yeah. Further, Jackson has gone over this projection of 2.5 in 7 out of the last 9 games in the month of January. Today, the Grizzlies, like I said, are taking on the Bulls, who over the last 7 days are allowing opposing centers to average 2.2 blocks per game. And I think this is another game where Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to be able to get over this 2.5 stat projection by the books of steals and blocks combined. Like I said, it is a little juiced at -155 when I locked it up last night. But let me see what the updated number is. If you don't feel comfortable with that -155, maybe buy it up to 3. Because if you kind of just go down his stat box in his game log, you'll see what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's still currently at -155. So give me the over steals and blocks combined over 2.5, John.
Yeah, can you read some of his blocks in those last couple of games, bro? Just read the blocks, man.
Give me
just
1 minute here. Let me pull this up here. Memphis Grizzlies are taking on the Bulls here today. Let me get to the Memphis Grizzlies here. Let's go stats. 2, Jaren Jackson Jr. All right, here we go. You guys ready for this game log? All right, so last game against Dallas, he had 1 against the T-Wolves, 5, 3 against the Warriors, 6 blocks against the Lakers, 5 against the Clippers, two against the Detroit Pistons. He didn't have one against Cleveland. Again, that was a matchup when you have those two big men. Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. And then he had three in the first game of January against the Brooklyn Nets. So you kind of see where I'm getting at here, John. And he's recorded at least one steal in every single game so far in the month of January.
One steal every single game. And these blocks are you're spitting numbers like three blocks a game, five blocks, six blocks. You got to be kidding me on that one. And you're getting one steal every game in the month of January.
I love it, man. It's a little juicy. It's okay. I mean, we know sometimes you have to lay the juice. But if you're not comfortable where your book allows you to buy it up to three to maybe pay a little bit of less juice, I would recommend doing that, but I'm going to still lay the minus 155. But John, let's get to your last player prop, man. What do you got?
Absolutely. It's the same player that you shouted out. It's a, you know, the spotlight's going to be on Darius Garland, over 21.5 points, minus 106. So, this is where it's at, you know, without Kevin Durant, you know, playing for the Nets, the Nets defense is just straight terrible. Right. Yep. And Garland, just from his recent performance, he should be looking forward, you know, to, you know, be offensive minded, so to speak, right? Patty Mills, Kyrie Irving, they're not going to offer resistance. You know what I mean? When it comes to defense, right? And so, you know, with Garland, you know, being on a 4-game win streak that we mentioned here, this is just an opportunity for him to, you know, score at least 23, 24, 25. But the great thing about Garland is that he's just playing great just based off, you know, instincts, you know what I mean? And from that standpoint, you know, I love a good, you know, high IQ type of player, Munaf, a high IQ type of athlete, in general. Darius Garland is, you know, a walking, you know, epitome of that. Yeah. And so in terms of the high IQ that I love, the defensive matchup that's not going to be, you know, there, non-existent, you know, Patty Mills and Kyrie Irving, not, you know, you're going to be up for any defensive awards here.
Yeah.
You know, this is tailored towards a 20 point, you know, night for Garland. We only need 22 because I'm getting it at 21.5. 22. Yes, please. Darius Garland. Over 21.5 points, minus 106 odds, Munaf.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier when I was shouting out Darius Garland, and he's pretty much cleared this number in the past several games for the Cleveland Cavaliers here. And against the Brooklyn Nets so far this season, he scored 24 against them on November 22nd, had 11 assists in that game as well. And then so far in the month of January, averaging right at 20.6, but he's gone over this number in his last two straight games of 32 and 27. And the shot volume has significantly gone up in those two games at 25 and 20 for Darius Garland. So I expect him to, you know, have a good matchup here tonight against the Brooklyn Nets backcourt, which again, defense is very, very optional for this team. For the Brooklyn Nets. So I expect the Cleveland Cavaliers to have a great offensive game, putting up points led by Darius Garland here tonight for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I love that. For my last one, Jung, I'm going to go over to that Dallas Mavericks and the who are they playing tonight? Should I wrote that down? Oklahoma City Thunder, I'm sorry. I'm going to go with Luka. Rebounds and assists combined over 17.5. And you know, Luka's been struggling shooting the ball for the Dallas Mavericks since he returned for the team, right? I mean, if you kind of look at his game log, the three-point shots are not falling for him right now, but we know Luka's going to have the ball in his hands for majority of the game when he's out there for the Dallas Mavericks. And he's still stuffing the stat sheet with rebounds and assists for the Dallas Mavericks. So far in the month of January, Luka is averaging 10 rebounds and 9.3 assists per game. In a matchup against the Thunder earlier this month, Luka finished the game with 10 rebounds and 9 assists exactly. So the Thunder right now are allowing opposing point guards to average 13.2 assists and 8 rebounds per contest over the last 7 games, or last 7 days. I expect big night for Luka here to fill the stat sheet against the Oklahoma City Thunder again. Probably on another triple-double watch, but yeah, I like this number at 17.5. I felt it was a little conservative for Luka here tonight against the Thunder, John.
Yeah, I mean, two out of the last four games, he's had a triple-double, right? And in terms of, you know, what was the stat you said? 13 point, how many, was that the rebound part portion or the assist?
Rebounds is 13.2 assists and 8 rebounds for the Thunder they're allowing.
It's actually the rebounds that he's, you know, kind of getting. It's the assist that he's not getting the triple double from. So you know what I mean? That's kind of the ironic part of this, right?
Yeah.
However, Luka Doncic, I think this is going to be a triple double watch. You know what I mean? And I don't know what the odds on that is, but against the Thunder, and yeah, you know, he's putting up the points. He's grabbing the boards. I think it's just going to come down to is he going to be so offensive minded that he doesn't get the assist, or is he going to get the assist and the rebounds, right? And so I think the rebound assist is worth taking a stab at.
Absolutely. Yeah, plus 390 tonight for a triple double for Luka against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Beautiful,
almost 4-1. I love it.
Yeah, let me see quickly before we get to our best bets. If what he's done over his career against the Thunder, if he's put up any triple doubles. So the last one was the one where he got the closest 14.9 rebounds and 10 assists. But other than that, he has not put up a triple double in his career against the Thunder. But you know, 4-1 for Luka. That's, I mean, for a guy that can average a triple double and on any given night put out a triple double, maybe some value there. But hopefully he has a big night for the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Thunder here tonight on MLK Day. John, let's take one last break here, bud. We'll come back and then we'll identify our best bets and then we'll get into the best bite segment for this Monday afternoon. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors. The fantasy season may be over, but the action is still coming on the Better Fantasy app. Download their free-to-play app today to bet on player props for the NFL playoffs. You can also enter their player prop pools and score big when you win. We love Better Fantasy because we can win awesome prizes and even raise money for charity along the way too. It's totally free to play. You'll earn better credits by completing challenges and use them to place your bets. Better Fantasy is available worldwide and in all 50 US states. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via QR codes, text, and links among other methods. No money is transacted on the app and is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can win and hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN today to join the revolution. And don't forget, guys, the SGPN app is now live on the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, coming off of the break, John, let's get into our best bets. Let's start with you, man. Who's your best bet for tonight's player props?
Man, I got to go Trae Young here. Man, the Hawks, they're struggling. They're, you know, losing five games in a row so far. And, you know, only way to get them back is, you know, kind of channel the spirit of MLK, right?
Yep.
And against the Bucks here tonight. So I'm going to take Trae Young over 2.5, 3 points made. I see him jacking up 8. And when he jacks up 8 or more threes, you know, 10 of the last 12 games, he's been cashing the over on this line. He loves playing the Bucks. This is a great matchup for him, a great edge. I'm taking Trae Young over 2.5, 3 points made. Best bets right there.
There you go. John, Trey Young, over 2.5 3-point shots made against the Milwaukee Bucks today. For my best bet, I'm going to go with Kyrie Irving over. Consensus right now is at 23.5. So I'll give it out at 23.5. But I think this is a game where, like I said, Kyrie should get 27. I won't be surprised if he gets 30 here tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers for the Brooklyn Nets. We talked about Kevin Durant's going to miss extensive time, so now it's time for Kyrie Irving, at least in the road games that he is playing in, to step up for this team. So I will take Kyrie Irving over 23.5 points, minus 105, over on DK and FanDuel if you have access to those books. Currently on our presenting sponsor, WinBet, has it listed. Let me see if I can find it here. Kyrie Irving, he is at 22.5 over on WinBet. So if you guys have access to WinBet, you're getting a point of value there. It's at minus 110 for Kyrie Irving. So take that for what it's worth. Jong, let's get into the last segment of the show, which is Best Bites. Where are you taking us this week, my man?
Yeah, man. Today I want to take you to Torrance, California, south of LA, but still LA County. And the type of food I want to talk about today is Hawaiian food, Munaf. And the name of the restaurant I want to discuss is called Auntie Miley's, M-A-I-L-E apostrophe S, Auntie Miley's. Now, Munaf, one of the big reasons why, you know, I love Hawaiian food is because if you really think about it, Hawaiian food is actually a fusion of, you know, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Portuguese, many other foods from different cultures. So historically, you know, from that sense, you know, in Hawaii, you know, there's a lot of immigrants, you know, that made their homes in Hawaii. And over time, you know, a lot of the food did, you know, adapt to the region, blended, refined. And, you know, it became, you know, that local cuisine that we accept as Hawaiian food today. Right. So I love Hawaiian food. You know, the place, like I said, Auntie Miley, this place in Torrance, California, has a place in Hawaii. The actual OG restaurant store in Hawaii, and Torrance location is actually the fifth restaurant to open. Yep. But yeah, this is still in the grand scheme of things, it's still kind of like a mom and pop, you know, a small business kind of restaurant here. So okay. Having said that, Munaf, Hawaiian food, Auntie Miley's, let's get right to it. I want to highlight three different dishes at this restaurant. There's a lot to choose from, of course, but I'll discuss some of the most popular ones that you won't be disappointed with. Let's start out with poke. Poke is a very traditional dish, in Hawaii, Munaf, and the avo poke here at this restaurant, the, you know, short for avocado poke, is, what I want to talk about. It's usually for a fat boy like me, Munaf, a poke is usually an appetizer dish for me. However, yeah. I do see some people eating it as a main course meal. Okay. To eat their own, Munaf, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, just a really quick, I mean, if you don't know what, you know, poke is, it's just, you know, raw, you know, fish or raw tuna with, you know, avocado, green onion, some spicy, you know, mayo sauce on top. And, you know, that's kind of your poke dish, right? That's, for me, like I said, it's an appetizer. However, here's the thing I want you to take away. You know, if you go to, you know, all these different poke places across the United States, right? And you order poke, and you combine this, you know, with, you know, this and that raw fish, this and that ingredients, this and that sauce, right? Hawaiian poke isn't really like that, right? Mm-hmm. Hawaiian poke is more of a, you know, a basic dish than that. You know, tuna is the go-to fish. Spicy mayo is the go-to sauce. So at this place, you're going to get a traditional poke, not all the, you know, bells and whistles, so to speak. Right. But you know, this Ava, you know, poke, don't miss out on the poke, especially if you go to any Hawaiian restaurant and they offer it. I love the poke. So that's one dish I want to highlight, right? Let's talk about the furikake chicken, available at this restaurant, right? The furikake, of course, you know, that's a Japanese term. Mm-hmm. For the type of, you know, seasoning they do and the type of way they cook it, right? Yep. This one is a crowd favorite, right? And you know, it's Japanese. Like I said, it's, you know, Hawaiian food is unique because it's a fusion of, you know, different, you know, culture food that, you know, has been adopted over time, right? But this furikake chicken, basically what it is, it's deep fried chicken thighs, okay? Thighs, not breasts, but thighs that's, mm-hmm. you know, glazed with like a homemade sweet sauce, yeah. you know, and a house-made sauce, sprinkled with what they call furikake seasoning, which is just, you know, toasted sesame seeds, you know, seaweed flakes, and salt, right? Yep. So you get that sweet taste from the glaze, but then you also get that, you know, what do you call the furikake seasoning on top of that, mm-hmm. takes it to a different level. One thing you want to understand when you come to a Hawaiian restaurant, not just Auntie Miley's, but a Hawaiian restaurant in general, furikake chicken, when you order it, is not just going to come by itself. It's usually going to come in a combo type plate, Munaf. Mm-hmm. You're always going to get your two scoops of rice and your macaroni salad. That's kind of like the typical Hawaiian, you know, dish that you're going to get. This place is no different. So when you order furikake chicken, that's what you're going to get, right? The macaroni salad and the, you know, the couple scoops of rice, right? So furikake chicken, that's my second dish I wanted to talk about here. And the last dish here, Munaf, one of my favorites here is the kalua pork and cabbage dish. Now, traditionally, kalua pork is basically, you know, you take a whole pig, right? Mm-hmm. And you season it with salt and you place it in a pit that's dug underground, right?
Yeah.
But in the same vein, you know, today we can do that more efficiently using a smoker or anything like that. So kalua, you know, this kalua pork and cabbage dish that I love, you know, it's smoked shredded pork, of course. Okay. And you know, the meat just comes out tender, juicy. You know, you mix some steamed cabbages, which complements the pork, the kalua pork, really well. And of course, Munaf, what does it always come with? It always comes with, you know, what staple of Hawaiian dishes? Your two scoops of rice and yep. macaroni salad, right? So, yeah. I just talked to you about the avo poke, the avocado poke, the furikake chicken, and the kalua pork and cabbage dish. You know, love it, man. You know, of course, you know, there's more dishes, but these are just kind of some of the dishes that I wanted to highlight today. You know, if you don't know what to get, definitely try my suggestions. Come to Torrance, California. Try Auntie Miley's restaurant. Get some good quality Hawaiian food. Tell your friends, let's effing go.
Let's go. Another gem of a restaurant from Jong. And I like Jong that he picks the ma and pa places. Like, it's not the traditional, the popular places in LA. He'll find those hidden gems for you. And another one here today, if Hawaiian food, if you're in South LA area, like Jong mentioned, definitely check out. Say the name for me one more time again, Jong.
Absolutely. Auntie Miley's.
Auntie Miley's in South LA area. That is it for the Best Bite segment of today's Monday show on MLK Day. Man, Jong absolutely killed it again with the Best Bite segment. And of course, for you betting guys, the player props here for today. So that's the end of it, man. Jong, let the people know where they can find you, buddy.
Absolutely, man. Find me on Twitter at NikeMVic7. But I always say, man, you can always find me, guaranteed, on our Slack channel. Find me there, DM me there. I'm going to respond to you there quickly. I don't mess around, all right? I don't play around. You have some questions, I'll respond quickly. Better believe it.
You're absolutely correct. If there's any for sure fire locks, it's Jong responding to you on the Slack channel. So make sure to get into our Slack channel, sg.pn/Slack. Make sure to head over to the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com, for all the content that's happening for the website with all the sports that are currently going on in the sports world, whether it's hockey, NBA, soccer, UFC, MMA. Definitely check it out. How did UFC go for you this weekend, John?
Definitely didn't hit the main event. I know you did personally, so I was talking to you about that, but that kind of ate into the profit margin a little bit. But I did hit one big one, a new UFC debut fighter. We call him Slava Klaus in our Slack channel or on the Twitter sphere, but definitely hit big with him, and so, you know, came out a little profit, but, you know, overall for the weekend, I didn't do so hot in terms of, you know, other sports. So, you know, it's time to kind of take this 22 stench put it in the past. It's History Channel, Munaf. I need to, you know, start, you know, Australian Open and UFC pay-per-view this week. You better believe this guy, this clown right here, this clown named Zhong Li, you know, is gonna try to make some dough here.
Definitely, it's a new week, so got to have a short memory for sure when you're betting on sports. So good luck this week to you, John. Good luck to all of our listeners as we start a new week of betting here in the sporting and betting world. With that being said, guys, thank you so much for joining us on the PropCast edition of this week. We will be back all throughout the week, whether it's NBA or NFL playoffs. We have got you covered. Make sure to download the SGPN app, head over to the Google Play Store or your app store, and make sure to hit SGPN. You'll see the black and red logo there. Just make sure to download the app, leave a rating and review for us as well. For our show, and all across all the shows that are happening on the network. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. Let's have a great week of betting. Let's break these books off and let it ride.